now. Let's have some fun and let you have a chance to experience the One Young World Summit through the eyes and ears and the voice of some of our youth reporters that have been working the summit since Thursday. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Larry. This is Sophie.
Sophie Belch. How are you, Sophie?
I'm wonderful, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm great. And are you sleepy yet? Or are you still
A little bit. I'm on my second cup of coffee already. But hey, everything's been really, really great here. Our team of youth reporters come all from all different areas of Pittsburgh just to be here at this One Young World Conference. And we've been experiencing some really awesome things and meeting kids and meeting people from all around the world. It's been really awesome.
Tell me some of the things that you personally have really been moved by.
I think the whole thing is so moving. The fact that you have people from all over the world who would otherwise, their voices would be subdued. Now, this is the place where they're amplified. And I took on a story topic in particular that interested me. And I talked to five different French youth, and I got their perspective on the government structure of François Hollande. And it was very, very intriguing to hear their perspectives and to view world issues and government from a much different perspective than my own. And I think sometimes it's true about anyone that we tend to put the blinders on and we don't try to understand what's going on around the world from different perspectives. And when we do, our minds just become expanded and we truly have a sense of the truth and what exactly is going on.
Boy,
it's been amazing.
That's you've expressed that very well. Now, I've gotten to know you over the past few days, but people listening don't know much about you. Can you just talk a little bit about where you go to school and what you do?
Yeah, I go to school at Riverview High School in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. I'm a junior, and I participate on the cross-country team. I'm an avid member of the History Club. I do the United Nations, and also I participate in National History Day, president of our French club, and I'm really, really into history and international relations. I love my school tremendously. Shout out to my history teacher, Mr. Kubisek, and also my awesome principal, Mr. Moser. Thank you guys for supporting me coming here and giving me the application to be here, because this is the experience of a lifetime.
Yeah, and it's the experience of a lifetime for me to work with you and the other 32 folks that we have covering it. And you can see reporting. Sophie, I don't know if you've got a story up yet on PGH Youth Media. .org. I know one of the ones the one you described takes a lot of work, so you're probably still polishing that up, I would imagine.
Now, the one that I described, you can find it on the website pghyouthmedia.org.
Oh, there it is.
And, I will also be working on another story about European austerity measures, whether or not they should be taken. And I also have a concept about human rights. And especially concerning women and children in Iran and other Middle Eastern countries. So I'm looking forward to getting some really nice information today and meeting some of the delegates. It's already been wonderful, and I can only imagine what's going to happen next.
Well, I'll see you. I get off the air here at noon, so I'll probably see you sometime before 1 o'clock or so. And it's great to talk with you. Is there anything else you wanted to say? I know there's somebody standing behind you we're going to talk to, too. But anything else you wanted to mention?
Right. I just want to talk to my generation for a few minutes. Like, it's so important that in this day and age where we are so bogged down with information that you're constantly reading the newspaper, seeing all different sources of media, following major organizations and NGOs on Twitter, doing whatever you can to read and to find out information about the world, because the greatest message I think that One Young World has to offer is awareness. And when you're open to different opinions and when you are actively involved, or at least trying to understand some of the world issues, then things become a lot more clear. And I think that youths have a lot of power that they need to harness. So, and they through that, they can do such things. So thank you so much, Larry. This has been awesome.
Thanks. Remember the name Sophie Belch. You'll probably be hearing from her throughout the rest of your life and hers.